Sunrise with Shona
on Hot 102.7.
Good morning, beautiful people of God. You're listening to Sunrise with Shona on the mighty Hot 102.7. And I hope that you've had a great week. As you can tell, my voice is a little croaky. I'm recovering from flu. But I think God decided that maybe I needed to rest for a little bit. Today we have some interesting readings to look at, starting in the Old Testament, moving into Jesus speaking about how we need to behave as Christians. So let's look at what the prophet Jeremiah had to say in the second chapter of Jeremiah. And we find God is moaning to the people, obviously through Jeremiah, for having swapped God out for their worthless gods, he calls them, and not really remembering everything God had done for them. There is one line at the end that I'm going to really focus on in the end of this Jeremiah chapter 2, where we talk about the living water, and I want us to focus on that. But reading from Jeremiah chapter 2, and I'm going to unpack it as we go. Hear the word of the Lord, you descendants of Jacob, all you clans of Israel. This is what the Lord says. What fault did your ancestors find in me, that they stayed so far from me? They followed worthless idols and became worthless themselves. They did not ask, where is the Lord who brought them out of Egypt and led them through the barren wilderness, through a land of deserts and ravines, a land of drought and utter darkness, a land where no one travels and no one lives. I brought you into a fertile land to eat the fruit and the rich produce. But you came and defiled the land and made my inheritance detestable. The priest did not ask, where is the Lord? Those who dwell in the law did not know me. The leaders rebelled against me. The prophets prophesied by Baal, following worthless idols. So the people of Israel have strayed from God. They've forgotten everything God did for them in the wilderness. They have turned to idols and worshipping other gods with a little g. And we can be shocked and say, how could they after all God had did for them? But I always feel we need to look at ourselves. Have we made something else a god in our lives? Where are our priorities? What do we prioritize in our lives? Do we remember that God is number one? I know that when people are in trouble or struggling, and I find myself doing that too, we tend to pray a lot more and be much more aware of God. And then things go well, and we sometimes forget to say thank you. We forget to pray. In fact, sometimes God will fade into the background. And I suspect that is what has happened to the people of Israel. They've become so comfortable that they've forgotten how they got where they are. Jeremiah then continues and says, therefore I bring charges against you. So this is God speaking through Jeremiah, declares the Lord. And I will bring charges against your children's children. Now when we do inner healing, and I want to pause here, when we do inner healing, we pray that God would remove everything that has come through our inheritance, through our genetic line. Anything that might have come through that is not of God. And we ask God to bless our children and our children's children to 1,000 generations. So that's something that we do in inner healing. And I find that people find that very moving and something that touches them deeply and really brings relief to them. Jeremiah continues, cross over to the coast of Cyprus and look. See the cedar and observe closely. See if there is anything like this. Has a nation ever changed their gods? Yet they're not gods at all, says God. So what God is saying to them is that no other nation is as fickle as Israel. They don't just change their gods, who aren't even gods, like the people of Israel have done. And he goes on to say, but my people have exchanged their glorious God for worthless idols. Be appalled at this, you heavens, and shudder with great horror, declares the Lord. My people have committed two sins. They've forsaken me, the spring of living water, and they've dug their own cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold water. Now the last two verses are where I'm going to focus. We obviously are temples of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit dwells within us, so we have to be careful of our temple and how we treat it, how we treat our bodies. They form their own cisterns that are broken and they cannot hold the living water of God. But I said I want to look at that living water because there's a prayer I pray for healing for people. And I pray about that living water that flows from the throne of God out through the middle of heaven, out under the trees that carry the leaves for the healing of the nation. And I have yet to find someone who isn't impacted by that prayer, because that living water is real. It's filled with the power of God, the healing, restoring and reconciling power of God, and it brings wholeness and healing to all of us. Maybe not immediately, but as we continue in that prayer and as we continue to immerse ourselves in that living water of God. Coming up now on the Mighty Hot 1027, seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Sunrise with Shona
on Hot 1027.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God on the Mighty Hot 1027. Good morning. You're listening to Reverend Shona from St. Mark's Anglican Church, and it is so good to be with you this morning. We've looked at the word of God through the prophet Jeremiah, and if you've just joined me in the prophet Jeremiah, we hear how God is disappointed with these people. They've forgotten how much God has done for them, and they've forgotten God, and they've made other things their idols. I also commented that for us, we can't be complacent and think that we're great and we're right with God, because sometimes we do prioritize different things and not God, especially when things are going well for us. Sometimes we tend to forget that God is God and God needs to be number one in our lives. So how should we be behaving? And I'm going to look at Hebrews and a reading from the Gospel of Luke. When we look at Hebrews, we're told, keep on loving one another as brothers and sisters. Now, I have to smile when I read this because, of course, we know about sibling rivalry and it's a real thing. But when I look at my own family, as siblings, we become closer and closer as we've aged. We're definitely there for each other. We're very protective of each other. So we need to love each other as families, unconditional love. We're told to not forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing so, some have entertained angels without knowing it. Hospitality just doesn't mean entertaining people in your house. It means extending grace and warmth to all we meet. We're told to continue to remember those in prison as if we were with them in prison, and those who are mistreated as if we ourselves were suffering. And I think what we need to remember then, most importantly, is the marginalized and the outcast in society. Treat them as brothers and sisters. And I do believe that perhaps there are times when we prefer to forget them or we judge them. We need to remember we're all children of God. None of us are perfect. And we need to be aware of others in our communities, especially those who are hurting, and reach out to them. We're then told that marriage must be honored by all and we should not commit adultery. But this is the one I really want to look at now. Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. For we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? And I like the way those are juxtaposed right next to each other, because what we see is that the love of money is not as important, and we need to remember this. God is saying very clearly here, the love of money is not important when we consider that, in fact, we have God with us all the time. I will never leave you nor forsake you, says Jesus. I will never leave you nor forsake you, no matter what's going on. And we can always say, God is my helper, so we don't need to be afraid, because there's nothing humans can do about it. Nothing humans can do for us or against us. So if I think about it, if God is for us, who can be against us? Certainly not God. And God is always with us. What a tremendous blessing we have. We're then told to remember our leaders who spoke the word of God to us and consider the outcome of the way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And as I've said before, in these very uncertain times, it's good to know something is stable, that God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And we're called to be like Christ in all we do and not to be carried away with all strange teachings. What did Jesus show us in his life? It wasn't about religion. It was about a way of life that showed radical inclusive love to everyone we met. Jesus was always forgiving, always loving, always healing, always reaching out to the marginalized in society. That's what we're called to do, and we're called to bring peace to all. When we're told not to be carried away by strange teachings, I think with so much around today, and we can Google this and Google that, and there's this teaching and that teaching, so many fads around, follow this, follow that. We need to be very careful and pray for discernment that we know we have the right teaching. I'm not sure if eating ceremonial foods applies to us today, because that's mentioned as well. But I do think that with all that knowledge that's available, we need to just have that spirit of discernment and to work out what teaching we need to be following, what is of God and what isn't. Moving to verse 15. Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that openly profess his name. And do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifices, God is pleased. Again, this imperative, reach out to others, do good to others, and praise God continually. On that note, coming up next on the Mighty Heart 1027, Broken for You.
Sunrise with Shona
on Heart 1027.
Broken for You on the Mighty Heart 1027. Good morning, you're listening to Sunrise with Shona, and it is good to be with you. If you have just joined me, welcome. It's great to have you on this journey as we're going through Scripture. We've looked at Jeremiah, God speaking through the prophet Jeremiah. God being really disappointed with the Israelites for forgetting God and all God's done for them, and for worshipping other gods and for doing other things, idolizing other things, and forgetting that God is still God. They also forgot that God is a source of living water, and they turned from God. In Hebrews, we've been reminded how we should be living, being hospitable, seeing each other as brothers and sisters, reaching out to all, even prisoners, praising God, remembering God is more important than money, because God is always with us, and if God is with us, we don't need to be afraid of anything. We've been told our God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, how we need to be careful of false teachings. I'm going to move now into Luke, because here we find Jesus also telling us how we should be living, just through two examples. And he says, we're told that one Sabbath, while Jesus went to eat in the house of a prominent Pharisee, he was being carefully watched. Why were they watching him? They were trying to catch him out. And there in front of him, a man was suffering from abnormal swelling of the body. Jesus asked the Pharisees and experts in the law, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath or not?" They remained silent. So taking hold of the man, he healed him and sent him on his way. Then he asked them, "If one of you has a child or an ox that falls into a well on a Sabbath, will you not immediately pull it out?" And they had nothing to say. Sometimes I think it's really important for us to see how Jesus answers people when they are watching him and trying to trip him up, because it will happen to us at times. People will come against us, especially for the gospel. And here is where it is so important to ask God to help you, to give you the words, to speak the words of God, to give you the idea of what you need to say when you have to defend yourself. Because Jesus defends himself in a way that they cannot answer. There's absolute silence. They could not argue with him at all. Then we're told when he noticed how the guests picked the places of honor at the table, he told them this parable. When someone invites you to a wedding feast, don't take that place of honor, for a person more distinguished than you may be invited. And if so, the host, invited both of you, will have to come to you and say, "Give this person your seat." You're going to be humiliated by that, and you're going to have to take the least important place. But when you are invited, take the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he will say to you, "Friend, move up to a better place." Then you will be honored in the presence of all the other guests. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. It's just a reminder for me that we need to be humble in all things at all times. I always say to myself, there but for the grace of God go I. We need to remember that we are simply where we are through the grace of God, not through our own doing. And therefore, we look to God, and it makes us humble in that. Then Jesus says to his host, "When you've given a luncheon or dinner, do not invite your friends, your brothers or sisters, your relatives, or your rich neighbors. If you do, they may invite you back, so you'll be repaid. When you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed. Although they cannot repay you, you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." We've had Paul asking us to reach out to the marginalized in society. Jesus is now doing the same. Looking at all these readings today, what do I take from them? We have a warning from God. Don't forget, God needs to be number one in our lives. We have a reminder that God is the source of our living water, and only God. God is always with us. God will never leave us nor forsake us, so we don't need to be afraid. We are reminded of how to care for others, reach out to all with humility, grace, hospitality. And we need to be careful of false teachings that may take us away from the gospel and therefore from God. I would encourage you to go back and spend time in the readings today, listening to what God might be saying to you. Maybe there's something God wants you to change in your life. I know that whenever I sit with God's readings, he will highlight some area of my life where I need to bring it into the light and perhaps change something that I may be doing, thinking, saying, and bring it to God, and God brings healing and wholeness and puts you on the right path. I hope that you have a great week. Thank you so much for listening. I pray that God will bless you and your family and protect you. To wrap up this morning, God will make a way. And God does make a way. And when I look into your holiness, all on the Mighty Hot 102.7.
Sunrise with Shona
on Hot 102.7.